I'm drowning, I'm drowning, I'm drowning, I'm drowning. Wrist so icy, wonder why she like me, bitch. I'm drowning in water, I just bought a cube and dipped it in a fountain. Everywhere that I go, it's a light show, I'm surrounded. Bust down, bust down, bust down, bust down, bust down, bitch, I'm drowning. I just bought a cube and ring and dipped it in a fountain. Chain so heavy, I feel like I'm holding up a mountain. Everywhere that I go, it's a light show, I'm surrounded. Bust down, bust down, bust down, bust down, bust down, bitch, I'm drowning. Niggas, I don't go nowhere without them. If they don't let us in, they might throw shots at the bouncer. Activist medicine, got it straight from out the doctors. I'm with RJ, but I call him Wayne, cause he's a shotter. Pick up the ladder, put it in the gun, make the nine stretch. Niggas with attitude, but we come straight out of Highbridge. I'm gon' make her panties wet when she see the way I flex. I'm gon' win the Grammy, move my family out the projects. We went from chillin' in the projects to making projects. We was trying to get to the top and they tried to stop us. I talk for myself, bitch, I don't need no fucking voucher. She looked at my wrist and she looked at 100,000. Wrist so icy, wonder why she like me, bitch. I'm drowning in water, I just bought a cube and dipped it in a fountain. Everywhere that I go, it's a light show, I'm surrounded. Bust down, bust down, bust down, bust down, bust down, bitch, I'm drowning. Cuban ring and dipped it in a fountain. Chain so heavy, I feel like I'm holding up a mountain. Everywhere that I go, it's a light show, I'm surrounded. Bust down, bust down, bust down, bust down, bust down, bitch, I'm drowning.
Just bought a brand new train from Aviani. Nigga with attitude, but I ain't from Cartney. Look who that bitch, I'm polo down like Carton. Sniper gang, I pull a nigga on the quarry. I'm the shit, I'm farting. I don't know how to party. Pull up in a Rari, I'm in the yo like Gotti. Hey, boy, I'm going Scotty. Nigga, drop my deposit. I ain't Jamaican, bitch, I'm Haitian, but I got them shotters. Harley Davidson every day, I'm riding with the chopper. They hating, I know they don't wanna see a nigga prosper. I ain't doing trims, I'm in the cut like I'm a barber. She call me daddy, but I ain't her motherfucking father.
Wrist so icy, wonder why she like me, bitch. I'm drowning in water, I just bought a cube and dipped it in a fountain. Everywhere that I go, it's a light show, I'm surrounded. Bust down, bust down, bust down, bust down, bust down, bitch, I'm drowning. I just bought a cube and ring and dipped it in a fountain. Chain so heavy, I feel like I'm holding up a mountain. I go, it's a light show, I'm surrounded. Bust down, bust down, bust down, bust down, bust down, bitch, I'm drowning.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. You have now tuned in Street Smart Radio. I'm your host, Gray Bossanova, and I'm here in New Jersey.
Hola.
And I'm also here with the artist calling out of Richmond, Virginia, Aqua Shaman.
Hey, how's it going?
So, how you guys doing this evening?
Doing pretty good, doing pretty good. Feeling real pretty.
So,
feel pretty
this evening.
You know, feeling I just, you know, got my hair done, my nails done. I'm excited. You know, I'm feeling
she
real
pretty. I got pretty high.
Yeah, I know that's right. I know that's right. Stoned. So, late last night, or should I say early this morning, I was up scrolling on Facebook like usual, just scrolling, and I fell upon these pictures, and I can't help but to, because I, on our, one of our last shows, the last couple of shows, we were waiting to see the results of what would happen, and I'm referring to the
Jenkins
case. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm talking about Koneka. Kanika Kaneka. Now, I'm sitting here again just strolling and come on these pictures. Now, there's no way. Now, I'm looking at these pictures, and the baby looked like she bruised, she dirty, she looked like she was popped in the mouth or something, hair all looked wet. And now, I can tell, like, you know, it's supposed to look like it's frozen, her hair. But, bruh, how did it go from straight to that? Like, blood on,
like,
her,
I don't understand
it looked
how
like there's
her,
blood,
how her pants
visible
pulled.
Blood on
I
that
don't
floor.
Understand how she was missing a whole sneaker.
Right,
you know, like,
right.
Like, you now we can definitely understand why the family felt it was so important to go ahead and to push to have those pictures released, because it's no way that, you know, the police are saying one thing, saying, okay, this is what's going on, versus what you're actually seeing. So it's sad, and it's just like, wow.
Yeah, because it's like, and then I'm hearing last night the girl, what is her name, Monifa, had another party somewhere last night at another hotel. Like,
nope.
You didn't get enough of the other party, the last party that your best friend ended up dying at. Like,
because if she was the reason they had the party there in the first place, I wouldn't want to be the one to go somewhere, go to a hotel party with kind of in, you know, who's in this whole situation and feel comfortable or safe. Like, I'm not going to lie. I wouldn't go. I don't want to end up in nobody's freezing either.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because it's like they're saying, quote, unquote, something was in her drink. Something was in her drink. Now, this girl having another party, who's to say that something ain't going to end up in your drink? You feel me?
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
First of all,
on top of that,
that was my best friend. I wouldn't even be. I was about to say, I wouldn't even. If that was my best friend and she just died like that, like the way the circumstances turned out, I wouldn't even be party. I wouldn't even want to look at a party, okay? Leave me the hell alone. So that right there itself is a little suspicious. And then Monifa is the same girl that her little boyfriend started putting out videos after the fact of him in Decatur, like, laughing, shucking and jiving, basically saying that he out, like, y'all not going to catch y'all know where I'm at. And I'm like, why you doing all of this? Like, somebody chasing you. So, obviously, you done did something. You done did something. But now you done bounced from wherever she was at to Decatur.
I just think, like I said, in this whole situation, it's sad. The girl, her friend, she shouldn't be having nobody's hotel party, anything. Like, she, if she's not a club promoter, then that, guess what? She shouldn't be having any type of parties like this. Honestly, if that was my friend, I'd be concerned about what's going on, too. Why hasn't the truth come out? If I felt as though I had nothing to do with the situation, but
everybody don't think like that, especially if, you know, they have something to do with it. But sit tight.
Exactly.
We're gonna go to break. Right now, we got Jay Luciano way too long. We'll be right back. Sit tight.
No gas. No, that was smoking.
This is a Chucky Beat production.
Oh, man, I told y'all I got you shit. I told y'all motherfucker got you, nigga. Production, whatever. Flame everything, nigga. I've been out here doing this shit a minute, man. I've been waiting way too long for this shit. Kick this door in. Yeah. Give me this shit. I've been waiting way too long, yeah. They left my city. And they've been waiting way too long, yeah. My kids gotta eat. And they've been waiting way too long.
Proud, hoping she smiles. Salute to my city, ain't been there in a while. Heard that they knocking them down. Same with the eating, they stand me like a quitter. Kids follow me, fuck a Twitter. Police killing like fuck a nigga. All friends saying fuck a nigga. Why you bitter? Only a loser, a hater, winner. Since the soldier be the coldest winner. A soldier will make it through the coldest winter. Give me this shit. I've been waiting way too long. They left my city. And they've been waiting way too long. My kids gotta eat. And they've been waiting way too long.
When you get, you know how you, when you get zooted, you high as hell. You know, you got that stoner's music that just
that
come on in the background.
Stoner music.
Yeah, when you zoned out and it just come on and you be like,
Yeah, that beat is like entrancing, and then so it's perfect for that time.
So definitely,
exactly.
Let us know what you've been up to. Go ahead and put out to the audience, like, you know, who you are, what you're about, what your music is about.
Well, I've been working on the, just released the website, aquashaman.com, working on new music, you know, writing and recording for a new project. Been promoting the last project, Victoria, which you can find on aquashaman.com and victoria.bandcamp and Spotify, and I don't think it's on iTunes yet, but you can find it on SoundCloud and Audio Mac and everything else. But other than that, just steady, you know, doing those artist things, making sure I'm staying on that, creating.
Staying on your grind.
Yeah, always writing or working on something, singing some melodies. I write a couple songs a day, so sometimes I don't even try, just like half.
Well, that's what's up. And this your latest work that you're working on. Do you have any collabs? You know, do you have anything that we can, you know, listen to?
Right now, when we released the website, I dropped a new track along with the website called Deuce Bucks. It's moving, you know, towards the new sound, a little more turnt, I guess you would call it. But yeah, I've just working on getting my brand up, you know, the brand name up, Awkward Shaman. So just pushing the website right now, and then working on videos. Gonna have a video for a track coming out soon. We're gonna start working on that promotional campaign here in the next couple weeks. You'll be seeing some new stuff coming out.
Good. That's what's up.
Okay.
Definitely on your grind. Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lee, so do you have any upcoming shows?
My next show is November 11th. At Strange Matter in Richmond, Virginia.
Strange Matter.
I have a show.
Are we looking at South by Southwest? Are we going to go ahead look into that?
Trying to get on South by Southwest, and you know, pushing for the other festivals that are going on, you know, that are coming up.
Right.
So that's part of the promotional campaign, like pushing Victoria, you know, getting that out, getting listens on that.
Okay, well, we're going to go to break, and then when we come back, we'll talk more about Juice Box.
Yeah.
You can never really know a nigga true thoughts. Niggas act a fucking fool for the juice box. Seven different million thoughts, try to do all. This is vicious crew talk and my crew hot. And I'm about to move out to a new spot. New phone, who die? Ay, nigga, what a do block. Nigga, 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 what I look like. You can never really know a nigga true thought. Niggas act a fucking fool for the juice box. Niggas act a fucking fool for the juice box. Niggas act a fucking fool for the juice box. Niggas act a fucking fool.
That was Juice Box.
Nigga, 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 act the fool for the juice box.
Don't act the fool for the juice box.
When I'm definitely, song,
definitely loving, loving, loving that song right there, Juice Box.
You, he was, you was dropping him, you was dropping hints on Facebook, and I'm like, use the way he do that. I know he got something else cooking, and he about to drop something. And then he dropped that, and I went and listened to it and heard that. I was like, yo, this guy is a fool. A fool.
It's the truth,
but that's a good.
It's the truth.
Yeah.
It's the truth. You know, people like a fool, but that's just bomb.
Thank you. Thank you. And, shout out to my little brother Yoki on that beat. That beat is the truth, really. This is what set it all up for me, really. So,
are you gonna do a visual for Juice Box?
Yeah, yeah, we're gonna shoot a visual for Juice Box, something real, real artsy, real awkward, but still
okay.
Like,
right, still getting the point across.
Right.
Real,
right.
Like, out of nowhere, like, just like, if you see my visuals, look on my YouTube. I do my own thing. Say.
Yeah, you actually have some great visuals. I had Mike Wiles from Urban Music Report. That's where I started down in Atlanta with him. And when I first was down there, I was looking at your video. I told him, look, like, I was going to show you. So I put it on a big screen, and, you know, it's in the studio. So he was like,
definitely give a shout out to Urban Music Report.
Right. He like, yo, where's this guy at? Why haven't I met him yet? And I'm like, he hasn't, you know, whenever you're here, he's not here. Whenever he's here, you're not here. Because Mike jump around. He actually was Mike Jones' manager. He managed a good number of people. So right now he's basically down in Arizona putting on for Urban Music Report.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have to get you there, definitely. Because that's a platform that I know you're going to spread your wings on. Like you do any other time.
I keep them spread. I don't know how to close them.
So, question. What do you think about today's music, our culture, the culture of today's music? What has been on your mind? Tell me, like, the little Uzi verse, the little, Yachty, you know?
I don't have a problem with them. Like I said, I love art and like progressing, and I see like what their music like came from. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I grew up in the times where they learned what they know, like what their music to sound like, and was popping at that time, like Soulja Boys and like Futures and stuff like that. So
everybody got their moment.
Yeah, that's never been, like, my lane, but I still, like, appreciate it for, like, what it is, you know? Everything has its, like, place, I feel like, and, like, that sort of music and art has a place, you know what I'm saying? Like, there are times when you can feel it, and there are times when you just don't want to hear it. And especially, like, when the mainstream, like, pushes things, like, you know what I'm saying, down your throat. Like, we live in a time where you can, like, literally find all your own artists, all the music you want to listen to on your own, but there's still, like, radio stations, like, pushing, the same things down your throat every day.
Yeah.
So,
And then nowadays, it's like a lot of these artists that are coming out today, they are artists that were independent artists that is dropped on a single. Like nowadays, it's just you hear them singles, one hit quitters. You feel me?
Yeah.
They haven't been lasting long because even now, I'll be sitting there thinking to myself, what happened to Trinidad James? I don't hear that much about him anymore. I said the same thing about Fetty Wap. He just dropped a little single, but he even dipped off for a minute. So I'm like, you know.
He had kids.
They still do like
he had kids he had his kids and he went on tour. So for my understanding, Fetty Wap has actually, you know, been in tour overseas pushing his music out there. So big shout out to Fetty Wap. But, you know, we definitely don't want to see him or an artist like him go on that one hit wonder path.
Yeah, a lot of them don't. Like, see, in a lot of these artists nowadays, they start out as artists and then you hear another hit come out and you're never knowing that this artist that you haven't heard from in a minute was the person that wrote that hit. A lot of artists are switching over in between artists and producers and engineers. It's a lot of that has been happening. You know?
I feel like we're artists of like a time period. You know what I'm saying? Like their music was like for like a certain time period. I feel like we moved on from like a time period because, you know, we got the Kodak Blacks and stuff who are basically Fetty Wap.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like Fetty Wap. Fetty Wap was not going to be able to move beyond that one. He didn't have range to do anything else but that type of song. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like Kodak Black.
Yeah.
Artists like that. Like who's the? You just played the drone track with him. The A Boogie. And then New York. Those guys are like doing what like Fetty Wap doesn't have the voice or like you know what I'm saying, probably being range to do. I feel like
kind of true
from an artist standpoint.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you do have artists who come in the game at a time when you have a certain time period ending, so they kind of get on the. They catch the last wave of that time frame where the music that they're putting out is more relevant, I would say.
And they're not
the culture.
Some of them are not as versatile as, you know, as the culture, because you notice that the culture is jumping. It's moving quicker than what it used to during our time, during like the 80s, 80s. It's moving a lot quicker than that. Now it's like, this is what it is this summer, 16, by summer 17, bam, we on a whole new wave. You feel me? By spring, we on a whole new wave.
I feel like it's months if you look at it on like the SoundCloud level and stuff.
Yeah, because you can actually, I see a lot of the tracks that come out on SoundCloud because we're up there too. So I see a lot of the tracks that come out, and I listen to a lot of them. I think being an A&R, having a love for music, sometimes you can't help yourself. Let me go see what this is about. You feel me? And like I said, it's just bam. One minute may be like this. The next minute is we on a whole new wave. And then you got some people that would, you know, like I said, they're versatile. So no matter what comes out or what wave it is, you know, they good with it. Like Drake and Lil Wayne and people like that.
Chance is a good example. Chance the Rapper is a good example. His time
Neo.
Could have been one, but he switched up the way his sound is to be more wholesome and, like, acceptable for, like, everybody and mainstream.
Shout out to
Instagram. They out there lighting us up. So shout out to them, definitely. We've been getting a lot of Street Smart Radio, been getting a lot of bleeds lately. I've been having a lot of people inbox me in between our personal profiles and our social networks. People have been, you know, sending their music in and offering to come in for interviews because, like I said, we know who's barred. We doing a raw pit. We giving it to you raw and uncut. We're going to go back to break right now. And when we come back, we got more popping for you. Hold tight. Stay locked.
Private number, call my phone, say that I'ma kill you. I told that nigga I ain't had them probably in your city. I keep it with me, pull up on me, and shit gon' get wicked. All this shit these niggas doing, I swear that I don't feel them. 11,000 around my nigga, and that just up and change. 10 bands up in my pocket, fresh up out the bank. You ain't my round pussy nigga, you don't feel my pain. This shit I spit on tracks, straight facts, that ain't a fucking game. It ain't a song that I write, I don't think about days. I walk on stage, thousand people screaming my name. He probably think I owe him something, I don't owe him a thing. Bitch, you gon' make me show you something, you go against the grain. Send my niggas to bust you up, shit, you think that I'm playing. One night we hit you back to back like, nigga, what you gon' saying? I cut the bell, make it short, got that from across the track. Catch you slipping down bad and we gon' bust your ass. My OG say cause you a shoot, that don't make you a man. It's how you play your hand, react when you in that town. This for my niggas dead and gone, no one's in that can. I'ma forever hold it down, forever take a stand. You say you looking for me, nigga, I ain't hiding about it. Drop your nuts and play with me, get touched. I can be fired on my mama, all is about the drama. Bitch, like a nine about it. Rapping like you stuck, we really spent. These niggas lying around chopper for whoever want it. You know how we coming. Run up on you, put this bitch up on you. Put this bitch up on you. She get gutter, gotta stay up on it. Never know how to get you, better watch your homie. Wake up bearing money, trying to get a dollar. When you down and ain't got nothing, they ain't got no holler. Gotta get this shit for my little boy, gotta get it for my mama. But you better not short me out my money, I want every dollar. Or else I'ma bust your fucking head cause I don't play that. We gon' load up with them cutters, we gon' swerve where you stay at. Can't keep in the block like this, you more too many people on that. I don't give a motherfucking stop until I get my shit back, believe that. Leave this thing finna get when the sun down. All night we gon' wait till he come out. See his ass hop out on him with the block out. What it is? Put the man down. Where I'm from, I was taught never to stand down. Once my youngest made believe I'm coming back round. Press on the front, take away the sound. Press on the front, take away the sound. You say you looking for me, nigga. Drama, like a nine about it. Rippin' like you step, we really spent. These niggas lying down, chopper for whoever want it. You know how we coming. Run up on you, put this bitch up on you. Put this bitch up on you. Biggie gutter, gotta stay up on it. Never know how to get you, better watch your homie.
I can't take no more. I can't take no more. Snorting flames, a button lane. Bitches gang shit, dead, then I'm waving. Acid on spaceships, I crash when the basement. Bath in a basement, alone getting wasted. When the phone rings, I hate it. Smashed in the face when questions they be asking like that. Can't erase that in my brain every day. Why can't everything just
was Haunt Me by Aqua
Shaman.
Yeah. Sure
was. I love
that,
like
right
that
there.
Song.
I yes,
like
I
that
do.
Song. Like, it made, like, it left some motivating music. Like, if I'm working out, I can hear that
yeah.
song and just be on one working out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
I can hear
That's one of those, it'll get you up and get you moving. So you be laying there.
Yeah,
like, oh,
definitely.
Man, that'll
get
up. Definitely. So, with all three of us being here in today's news, let me say that, with all three of us being here right now, all three of us are combat veterans, how do you guys feel about 45's most recent executive order that he passed in reference to during national emergencies, they can call back retired veterans.
I'm not. So I was kind of kicked out. So.
Oh no!
Oh no! I'm dead. I think I'm good.
I honestly think that his latest executive order. I think it would make some people mad, but I think it would make everybody mad because unless like the world is caving in and we need everybody's assistance, it don't matter how fucked up you are, I think it's going
right.
to be
right,
a cutoff.
Right.
I think it's going to be a cutoff on how fucked up you can actually be in order to be called back, you know?
Right.
Because
right,
don't get
right.
me wrong. 45 does seem like that type of call a motherfucker off, like, oh, you know, put him
yeah.
on active duty on one, and he on his deathbed, you know.
God I mean,
beyond,
I'm about to tell you.
Beyond that, though, I think everyone should be, like, upset about this order. Like, not even, like, people who aren't vets. Like, this is, like, it's like a, I've heard that it's also, like, a silencing tool so that, like, he can call people back who, like, are against him and, like, if they were on active duty, he can call them back and, like, put them in jail
right.
and, like, stuff like that. But this dude is, like, dismantling, like, our democracy, the little bit that we
right.
thought we had, and, like, turning us into, you know,
yeah.
you know, you know, monarchy or something, you know, just to benefit
him. I don't know.
Him.
Right. I feel he's a
it's
little
like a dictatorship
of King Jong-un because, you know, King Jong-un, he basically tell all his people what to do.
Yeah, no,
he
admired
when they eat, sleep, shit, you know,
mm-hmm.
fuck, and everything else. So I feel
yeah,
like he
right.
wants to have that type of power. The problem is that we are not, you know, in a monarchy. We are in a democracy where people actually, their opinions actually
yeah.
freaking matter. So that is his biggest problem, is actually getting people to, well, you know, people don't like him, so it don't matter.
But see,
everyone's opinion should matter. But, I mean, as we can see with, like, the NFL kneeling thing, like, they put a bunch of things on top of it, like, you know, protesting the right way when that's the only way to protest so that everyone's opinion doesn't have to matter. You know, they put things in place
right.
so that guys like Trump can make it in office and then shut people up. It's like the capitalist society. I mean, I feel like it's like the whole capitalist thing, like idealism
yeah.
that got us to this point we are now. You know what I'm saying?
I kind of also
he
feel
wants
like,
his word to be final. And, be, and he feels
feel
like because
like,
he's president.
It's like, and it also you got to sit back and say, like, what would make him do something like that? Like, is he about to start some shit? Because that would be the only reason. Something would have to happen on the mainland. Like, he said a national
yeah.
emergency, not something that we're going to war in another country. No, it didn't say that. It said in cases of a national emergency, they can call us back. So I'm thinking, what the hell? He got cooking. Like, is it he thinking of some Civil War shit? Like,
no, wow.
I mean, we could be like turning the army on people, too. That could be turning the army on the people, also.
Mm hmm.
Yeah,
you're right.
It would definitely make you think that, yes, you have something up your sleeve in order for this random executive order to. Just all of a sudden just get passed for no reason.
Right.
There has to be a reason why.
I don't know. Maybe
people
aren't joining the army anymore. Maybe people just stop joining the army.
Man, I thought they had.
I mean,
if
that
happened,
if that happened, we'd definitely be screwed as the United States of America. Okay, you know how many people don't like the United States? We don't know how to mind our damn business.
Maybe numbers are down. Maybe recruiting numbers are down, and they need people.
Listen. If he
plenty of ways to
shit,
do that. It's called bonuses.
If he starts some shit, I'm waving the white motherfucking flag, okay? I ain't got shit to do with it. It was 45. I ain't got nothing to do with it. 45.
I'm telling you.
What we need to do to get out of
right.
This
everybody
because
tell
it
him.
Was his
everybody's
fault.
Everybody
points the finger at him.
Whose fault is it? And they just going to point it right to the White House. Everybody, you don't even got to be there. You just turn on the internet, pull up a Google picture. Who did it? This guy. Who live in here? He
It'll be in a tweet. It'll be in a tweet.
Right.
I was about to say,
do it in a tweet.
I'm about to say, he's going to do it.
Just need
he gets Twitter fingers.
The receipts. Receipts. You got the receipts right here. He tweeted
right.
it. Him. Because that's usually when he tweets.
He gets
just
tweet
like
the
family
of
that soldier, my heart goes out to the, that family who he supposedly promised $25,000 to. Because
a gold star.
Apparently the soldier, his life insurance policy was still dated for his ex-wife. We don't know, we know how that goes. Unless you change it. Whoever's name is on it, they're getting paid if you kick the bucket. Plain and simple. Don't matter if you have any kids in there. He's like, you know, that's where that money should have went to his child, not to his ex-wife who's not taking or dealing with his child.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, 45 decides, oh, I'm going to send you $25,000. I'm sorry. My child died, and I'm taking care of my grandchild. $25,000 doesn't mean shit.
Right.
It doesn't mean anything.
Nah, it doesn't.
What they wanted was a fix to that issue, and I can definitely understand where legally they can't do anything about it because that is just how it is. Insurance within the military, it don't matter how many wives you've got. It don't matter how many times you got married. If you do not change that name on that document, that person is going to get paid if you kick the bucket. It doesn't matter. So I can definitely understand where the family is coming from, the grief where they feel like, why is his ex-wife getting paid? And she ain't even did nothing. And I get that, but $25,000, come on now.
That's crazy. And then $25,000 for these children for the rest of their lives, that ain't going to cut it.
Trump promised $25,000 to someone?
Yes, he's a gold star family.
That's not going to happen. Trump doesn't pay people. Come on, this is Trump.
Right.
If he pays that man, I'm going to be shocked.
Exactly.
Apparently, the White House has confirmed that he sent off that check, so we just waiting for the family to get it. But right now, they ain't got it, so...
Mm-hmm. Has he called any of the other families yet? Why he still had them Twitter fingers? Did he call any of them family members yet? Because I kept
Was this the same family he told that her husband knew what he signed up for or whatever?
Yes, exactly.
I couldn't believe that. I was blown when I heard that. I was blown. Like, how do you say that to a grieving wife?
Blows me, okay? Because I was blown the first time when his ass sat up here and said, when you're rich, you can do anything. You can grab by pussy. So, in my opinion.
When you're rich, you can do anything.
Right, so it's like for a man to sit up here and say something like that, to basically use racism I wouldn't say bargaining chip, but he used that when he ran. He used that as a tool to assist him in winning office. So nothing that he does at this point surprises me, you know.
This is my question, right?
Right. Okay, so this is my question, right? When Bill Clinton was in office, right, he got impeached for a blowjob. Consensual, might I add. But this guy is sexually harassing women, not just verbally, but physically. And we all know what he, what Ronald Dunn did when he was talking about grabbing by the punani. Okay? So, my thing is, how is it that he's still in office and hasn't been impeached for what he's been doing and much more, might I add? Why he's still in office and they got this man out of office for a whole blowjob, no?
Let me tell you something, because the people, the rich people who are pulling Donald Trump's strings, may need him in office for a little while longer if his mouth doesn't get him put out first, or his actions.
Right. Also, the House
plain
is controlled
simple.
By Republicans.
Exactly. So it's like they want him to get right, but the problem is they know he's not right for the damn job. Is that they don't want to sit up here and actually publicly admit that they fucked up as a damn person.
Right.
That's not
right.
The American way. We don't do that. We didn't mess up.
Right. They're going to wait until he gets kicked the fuck out, and then they're going to throw his ass under
the
bus.
That's the American way. They won. They won. They didn't mess up. They won.
Right.
How could they have messed up? They won.
Right.
Right
now,
too,
everybody who is not publicly not supporting him has nothing to say. But I guarantee you, as soon as his ass gets put out of fucking office, everybody's gonna start saying, "Well, I told him this, and I told him that, and I told him this, and I told him that, and he didn't want to listen. We were trying, but it was his fault." They're gonna throw him under the bus. His company is, I mean, have you seen where they sell on the Forbes list? I mean, they're selling the shit.
Look at all them casinos that got shut down in New Jersey that he stopped. All that property he owned on the ball or the boardwalk in Atlantic City, Trump Tower and everything, got the Trump casinos and everything else, they got shut down. His hotels and his businesses were the first on the boardwalk to get shut down. But
yeah,
we gonna go to break. Hold tight. We're going to go to break. We'll be right back to finish talking about these issues, these underlying issues, pre-existing
shut
conditions.
Shut again.
Hold tight. Stay locked.
Yo. I just want to talk to the people for a second.
Honestly, history repeat itself.
I go by Jimmy, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah. Look. We got brothers murdered in the street, Sandra murdered in herself, Corinne murdered in her crib, right in front of her kid. Now how was he supposed to live? Had a little black boy here in Cleveland murdered for waving a toy gun. Had a black autistic boy on the ground with a gun to his head and he ain't had none. Hold up, wait. White folks say he was probably a thug anyway. If Tamir Rice was a thug, Dylan Roof is the devil's bait. I am here to let you know today, none of this shit is okay. And we are not the ancestors, we will fuck you up any day. Look, I don't understand your practice. Half of you wankers be acting all in the streets and y'all chatting.
You and I replace
it. Sorry that already happened. Look, you hate me cause the color of my skin. I mean, what are the odds? But you don't hate me cause the color of my skin. You hate me because I remind you of God. That's what it is. You see these dreads in my head. You know his hair was thick as wool. You didn't even have my mama fool. I used to go in my mama room. Black Jesus right above a bed. I knew the truth way before it spread. I used to lay awake in my bed. Man, I was woke before it was a trend. So you cannot lie to me. Please don't lie to me. All I really want is honesty. Fuck your apologies. I am a prophet, a prodigy. That's how I gotta be. And I ain't talking about all y'all, just the ones marching with a heart full of hatred. With the cool niggas, house niggas that you want the red pill or the blue? You gon' stay awake or hit snooze? Wait, yo, let me guess, you don't give a fuck because it ain't happening to you.
Okay.
Yo, they told me that the black man was the most fit in this country.
Whoa.
Well, I beg to differ, dog. I believe that it's the black woman. I mean, who let our people to freedom?
cowboy to a king. Yo, ask Gucci, he'll tell you all of his niggas they feel. That black queen is still there. Black queen is still there. It's the same old, same old. Ain't shit changed up.
Shout out to Jimmy Montana for that, for that, that black, that,
yes,
seems to be very true to this day, that, I listen to that, I'll be having that on repeat sometimes, because the stuff that she was saying in that song, it's like, wow, like, this is the, this is the environment that we're still living in, like, you can't tell me slavery ended a long time ago, because it's very much still true. Very true, and to this day, still alive.
Mhm. Yep.
Right. And,
I would agree.
And you know, a lot of people are trying to defend it or basically debunk it and say, nah, this and the third, it's just racism, just and the third. It is what it is. You can't make excuses for it. If we have a whole clan, they got whole clan rallies, broad daylight, walking through in front of City Hall in Atlanta. Right, you got KKK Klansmen like walking through, trunking through the parks with whole signs, putting stuff on people's doorsteps, and that's okay. Like,
no,
that's fine.
Nah.
Well,
it's like,
you know, 45 took a big, you know, played a big part in bringing it to the forefront as loud as it is right now.
Yeah.
So it's like good to hear music where people are actually talking about these issues and making them more, putting them out there because they have that platform, and opposed to not utilizing their platform for anything other than their music. That's it. That's all I want to do. I just want to push my music. I don't care about, you know, what's going on in the world.
Right.
I think it's good. Everybody sort of has a platform today. Everybody can make music and stuff like that. Everybody has a Twitter. So everybody has a platform to speak out, you know what I'm saying, against things. But, you know, that also leaves it open for, you know, by the way, the Nazis and the KKK must have, like, pretty good PR people, because they did a rebranding with how they do everything.
Yeah,
and that's why it's pretty more mainstream and, like, acceptable. And, yeah, Trump was a big help in that. But
it's like they put him in the office to dismantle us, and he doing this just that. Like, it seemed like he came in office to divide the country, nothing more, nothing less. Like, he don't give a damn. It's not his business. As long as he got money coming into his bank account, he can get on his jets and play golf. He don't give a damn what's going on in this country.
He came in to shake things up. I'm just hoping that with him coming in, shaking things up and messing everything up, that it actually brings us as a country, it actually brings us together. It helps us understand more what we want for ourselves first before we can sit out here and help anybody else.
I see more on, like, ground level, on the, like, ground level, like, on, you know, people around, like, it's bringing people together more than, like, the new stuff would have.
Because it's like, you notice when he went through the election period up until now, like, no one really thought he was going to win. But then when he did win, it started getting real crazy. But as people started realizing the shit that he was doing and how he was doing and how it's going to be for this possibly 8 years,
because you got these jokers that sit up here and talk crap about him, but they'll still put him right back in office. But at the same time, we're over here, no matter how much he's doing, it's like we're pushing back now. It's actually a resistance there, and people are speaking out more because he got Twitter fingers, of course. And
yeah, ain't no choice.
He can't
like,
even
weak.
It's like he doesn't even. He had Representative Tillerson. One of his what's his guy, Mr. Tillerson, called him a whole jerk off. Like he's an idiot. Like you got your whole cabinet constantly quit people that's supposed to be in nominations for different cabinet and different jobs are backing out. People quitting, just dropping out of his cabinet, lawyering up. So you starting to think like, yo, something's really wrong with this guy. Like, he's mentally, and you have people that's, like, doctors that's coming out saying, like, yo, this guy isn't right in here. Like, something is, he's mentally ill. He's really, really,
he's
mentally ill.
He's setting up
like,
the rich to stay rich so that by the time he gets out of office, everything that they needed him to do, he's done. So it doesn't matter whether he's going to be in office or not. They got their way
because
they got their money.
Yeah, I don't think he cares about other rich people at all. I think he's worried about. I think this is all just for himself. Maybe Putin. Might be Russia.
I believe Putin. That's how. Like I feel like I said, I feel like Putin helped him as far as financially. Because, like I said, look at all of the hotels that he got shut down and how much property that's always he always going bankrupt. You feel me?
And
so
he always has
money
in Russia, too.
Right. So where you get all this money from the run? Like this, for all run all these ads and everything else. Like, who? Like where you get that from, son? You got
and
that from Putin. You ain't low.
He got that good tax money because that's what she'll probably pay for his campaign.
Right,
he still ain't seen those bills. Where is it? We are waiting.
Mr.
Orange Hair, we're waiting.
I mean, it's already been proven that they colluded with Russia. His son was emailing with Russia about the campaign.
Yeah.
Like, that should be enough to have him out already, but, you know.
Follow the paperwork. They gotta find that money first. That's what it's about. They got to find that money, and that money is in an offshore account, I promise you. They got to track down that money. He probably sent it either to his ex-wife or to his son, but somebody got that money from Putin. It didn't directly come to him. I'm pretty sure it didn't. Somebody out of his family got that money.
It's too easy to trace it back to him. I'm going to tell you right now, nobody in his family got that money. They won't get that money until he's out of office.
And I was about to say, as soon as he's out of office, Ivanka going to leave it at. No.
Because when he gets out of office, all of the things that he's doing now is going to pay off, and he's going to get his payoff. Because then when he's not in office, nobody can hold him liable. Because if they try to, then you sat up here and then you have all these legalities on how you're talking about company business and blah, 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 so on and so forth. So if we sit up here and try to track his damn money when he get out of office, we still can't do shit about it.
Right.
Because now it has nothing to do with the campaign. Because guess what? Like I said, he get out of office, he's going to be paid. And it's just that a lot of people don't even know that.
He's still campaigning.
Oh, he's still campaigning.
Yeah, he's still campaigning.
How much he owe you? God damn it. How much he owe you?
He's
but
been
I
campaigning
he
since
he
got
elected.
He went on like a big thing to like Florida and stuff. That was like part of our like campaign for like the next election. It was also like a victory lap.
Let me tell you something. He ain't paying nobody.
Nobody. If it was left up to him, wouldn't nobody get a check but his people.
You hear me? The NFL would be broke. Okay.
Yep.
Owners would have fired players. I mean, come on, man. I like He feels as though because he has a personal issue with certain things, that his personal issues should now mean something because he's president. Your personal opinion is still your personal opinion, dumbass. It doesn't change.
How is it that he's a, and then it's like, don't they have a morality code as the president? Like, how is he allowed to just blatantly disrespect citizens? Like, what they do that at?
Because he won.
He doesn't have any morals. The only morals he has and all the values and loyalty he has is to himself. If it doesn't make him richer, then it doesn't matter. Because I'm going to tell you right now, Jersey, when you walk away from being good old Presidente, I'm going to tell you, all of a sudden, he's going to have all this extra fucking money. He's going to come out with all these brand new ass motherfucking resorts and all over the country and so on and so forth. And my business is doing better now than it has ever done in his whole entire life. It's been alive. Like, I guarantee you, like, pop out of the blue. Is gonna be like the new damn. He's gonna be more. He's gonna cost more than Bill Gates, and nobody's gonna understand why.
Because he did what he was supposed to do.
Telling you, got them Twitter fingers.
So I must admit, you guys, thank you for tuning in, everyone. This has been a great, great, great session. Thank you, Aquashock, for being yesterday.
No.
We definitely would like you to come back.
Yes,
and
definitely.
Kind of course.
Definitely want to hear some more.
Can I live here?
Already. So right now, we're going to go ahead and head out. Thank you all, guys, for tuning in. Street Smart Radio, we always out here.
Later. Yeah. Visit awesomecoming.com.
I ain't even shooting up. Immersed in the kitchen. Don't do no snitching, was told pay attention. Rest in peace, all of my home. Nowadays, a lot of them missing. Now I keep shooters around me. Snipers on roof with precision. Gotta be quick on your toes. Gotta make quicker decisions. I'm in the cat like it's scissors. I'm in the court with no public defender. Half of these niggas is public pretenders. I know some niggas that run up an engine. Shooters. Got your chest out, nah, this is not hooting. I got to win, don't fuck with you loser. 45, pick your ass up like a Uber. All of your bitch got to scream hallelujah. I ain't with shooters though. Tell her to follow me, Vamanos. Tell her to follow me, Vamanos. Tell her to follow on Twitter, though. Understand that I'm that nigga, though. Understand that I'm that nigga, though. I know some niggas that show up at funerals, sing when they cop back and let it go. Argue with bitch. Argue with her, then I tell her to let it go. All of this shit on my mind, and I swear I just blow, and I swear I won't let it go. And let it go.
Let it go.
Moving in circles like let her off. I be that nigga, just let him know. Point blank period, no decimal. I do that math like a decimal. I'm for what's cold like it's Eskimo. If we playing cards, I'ma set you though. Pouring more gas in the testicle. Yeah, out of my mind. I'm out in Vegas, I left the table with like four of a kind. Got the Glock 9, 357 to 44 Magnum, got all of them kind. Came from behind, so I was wheezing all up in the back, but I came from behind. Argue with bitch, won't she changing my mind? Hustle anytime you see changing my mind, bitch, I'm changing my mind. Changing my lane, they gon' salute like my name is the pain. Project Windows, who our team is the pain. Same nigga that cock back and let it in.
Yeah, awkward. So tell them where you can find them at.
Find me at awkwardshaman.com on SoundCloud. Awkwardshaman, SoundCloud.com/awkwardshaman on Twitter. At Awkward Shaman on Instagram, at Awkward Shaman, Facebook page, Awkward Shaman, everything's Awkward Shaman.
Thanks again for being our guest. We would like to see you back soon.
Back tomorrow.
We out.